Then some monks and bhikshus come. They salute the Buddha with their heads. They walk round him three times, sit down to one side out of respect for him. The Buddha's their teacher, their master, their exemplar. They look up to him as the embodiment of that perfect awareness. So naturally they're respectful. So they're receptive. They want to listen, want to learn from the Buddha. Again, there's a theme of simplicity. They're monks, they're bhikshus. They've left home, they've gone forth. They've got no worldly ties at all, no worldly interest at all. They've got very few possessions. They've got their robes, their bowl, their needle, their thread, and they're just wanderers, like the Buddha himself. They've got rid of all clutter, all external complication. There is just spiritual life. Nothing else, just spiritual life. There's another very important detail. I've talked already about the necessity of reverence, of faith, of devotion when it comes to studying a text like this. But there's also the need for simplicity, of getting rid of clutter. The teaching won't enter, it can't enter, if the mind's full of clutter. Or if it does go in, we'll probably misconstrue it, we'll probably do something to it, hijack it, because of the clutter in our minds, in our hearts. So we need to really simplify to study this text, at least for this retreat. We need to go forth, at least for this retreat. Just put things down, forget about the world, to use that expression. Forget about your concerns, your attachments, and so on and so forth. So to do this, to get to this point, we might need to talk a bit with one another about what's been going on for us. It's no good, trying to put things down when they're really, in your mind. You can't, try and pretend, I put everything down. You might need to talk. So you might need to do some stock taking, maybe unburden a bit if you're troubled, or confess anything unskillful. If there's something you've done that you're not very happy about it. Or just take stock, just talk about yourself, your life at the moment, so that you're free to be fully here, fully present with one another, with the Diamond Sutra, listening to the Buddha teaching the Diamond Sutra, the perfection of wisdom that cuts like a diamond, that cuts away all doubts, all clutter, all confusion, all pain, to reveal perfect awareness.